Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Inner Consciousness. I am your host, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. Today I am blessed to have with me as a co-host, Miss Zakiya Lana. Zakiya.
Hi, Harvey. Reverend Harvey, how are you?
I am great. How about yourself?
I am blessed and I am grateful. And I thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Well, for everyone who's listening, I want to let everyone know Zakiya is the one who got me started on Blog Talk Radio. So to have her on my show tonight is an absolute blessing. And we're also going to have Dr. Arthur Call. And Dr. Arthur Call is a doctor and a dentist. And he's going to share with us his story about the healing power of water. What do you think about that, Zakiya? Zakiya?
Yes. Hi. Okay.
What do you think about that? Dr. Carl sharing his story about the healing power of water. What do you think about that?
Oh, Harvey, I'm so excited to have Dr. Arthur Carl on with us. He's an amazing man. I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was in Florida, and to hear firsthand how he was able to heal himself from the disease of cancer using the protocols that he's going to share tonight and the amazing water. You know, Harvey, water is the basis of all the fluids in our body. I mean, you know, it is, it blesses us with in our blood, in our lymph areas, our digestive fluids, and it's absolutely critical for the absorption of the nutrients. And I know we hear so much about drink water, 6 to 8 glasses of water, but do we really know how important water is and good water? And Dr. Arthur is going to share what the difference is in drinking good water that oxygenates the cells and the tissues as opposed to water that we, you know, buy that has no nutritional value. So I'm excited to have him here. Dr. Arthur, such a blessing to have you, and we can't wait for you to share your story tonight.
Great. And before we get to that, I want to let everyone know, if you didn't see the email or the Facebook post earlier today, someone in the Baltimore area can get a chance to win 1 gallon of this water that we're going to be talking about. All you have to do is email me at www.theonethought@gmail.com and let me know why you should be getting this water, why we should give it to you, and you could be the winner. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So as always, every month I give a universal principle. This month, instead of doing a universal principle, I want to give a universal law of the body. According to Dr. Thurman Fleet, who is the founder of the Concept Therapy Institute, there are laws of the body. There are 4 laws of the body. The first one is the law of nourishment. This has to do with the body receiving, absorbing, and assimilating the nutrients it needs in order to maintain health and to heal itself if it becomes ill, is injured, or is under excessive stress. So nourishment, the food that we put in our body, is very important. And as we all know, some of the foods that we consider healthy aren't as healthy as they should be because of the pesticides and the chemicals that's being put on them. So a lot of the things that were healthy when we were kids, because they were grown more organically, is not grown that way anymore. So we have to seek out foods that have nutrients in them. Movement. We all know the body needs exercise, moving the muscles and joints of the body. You can't sit around watching TV or playing video games or texting. You'll only build the muscles in your thumbs and your fingers. You got to get out. You got to play. You got to exercise. You got to stretch. The body needs movement. A body in motion stays in motion. sanitation. This is about cleaning the inside and the outside of the body. So it's not just about keeping yourself clean and showering. It's also about removing the waste. And one of the good ways of doing that is drinking enough water. When you're properly hydrated, you're flushing out the waste in your body. Recuperation. This is very necessary. It is good to work and play, but you also need to rest and sleep. You should also have time for recreation where your mind can rest. Animals do this automatically. As human beings, we don't always do this. And when we don't, we can endanger our health. When we ignore the law of recuperation, we need all three, rest, sleep, and recreation. So when we ignore that law, we're really damaging the whole body. All right, so that is the law of the body. And Zakiya, I am going to turn it over to you so that you can bring in our special guest.
Thank you so much. And that was beautiful. That was great information. That takes care of everything that we need to keep ourselves healthy and well. And, you know, Harvey, even the talk about water, I just want to just say that it's important. It's so important. It's vital. It really is the vitality of life. We are made of about 75% water. And without it, so many things happen to us. We get dehydrated. You get constipation. And it leaves room for dis-ease in our bodies. So one of the reasons why, and I'll just tell a little bit about my personal story, is I was having a lot of problems with my legs. Movement, pain, and I found out that just because I was dehydrated, there was no water going to the joints. And so when the doctors were saying you had to get knee replacements, I was like, oh no, God got something else going on for me. And of course, as Spirit always does, I was led to find out about the benefits of water and alkaline water. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Arthur, who is going to share with us all about not only amazing water, but how he was able to be bless his body with healing through this experience. Dr. Arthur, welcome again to our call tonight.
Welcome, Dr. Arthur.
Thank you very much. And Reverend Bailey, you hit the nail right on the head with your talk about healing the body. And as Zakiya mentioned, my name is Arthur Carl, and I am a retired MD and DDS. I was trained in and practiced traditional Western medicine for almost 30 years. Unfortunately, in the summer of 2009, within a period of about 2 months, I was diagnosed with four deadly cancers at the same time. And I quickly realized that Western medical protocols were not for me, as they would probably have killed me rather than cured me.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I have come to believe that Western medicine treats only the symptoms of the disease rather than the cause of the disease. Anyway, I was diagnosed with malignant myeloma, multiple basal cell carcinomas, prostate cancer, and had an osteogenic sarcoma in my left femur, my thigh bone, all of them deadly forms of cancer. Well, my dermatologist wanted to surgically remove all of my multiple skin lesions, irradiate most of my back, face, and chest, and put me on chemotherapy for 3 months. My urologist wanted to remove my prostate gland, irradiate the area, and also put me on chemotherapy. My oncologist wanted to cut 2 inches from my thigh bone, do a bone graft from my ribs, strap my femur and bone graft with titanium plates, irradiate the area, and put me on chemotherapy.
Wow.
Wow is right. I had thought I had won the cancer lottery. Anyway, I had all of my skin lesions surgically removed, and then I called a timeout. Although I was petrified, I decided that rather than go through the horrendous medical protocol of what I call slash burn and poison, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, I would try to do my own research and try to cure myself from the inside out, cure the disease rather than the symptoms. After speaking to probably over 100 people all over the world, alternative medical practitioners, holistic doctors, and cancer survivors, I learned that cancer cells were just normal cells that would not die. They continued to grow unchecked and invade body tissues and organs and cause havoc in the body. Normal cells in the body have a lifespan of about 3 to 4 days, and then they die and are replaced by the body. The dead cells are then eliminated by the immune system through the liver, kidneys, skin, intestines, and the lymphatic system. I also learned that cancer cells thrive on glucose. That's what they eat. Cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment. Cancer cells thrive in a low oxygen environment. And also that cancer cells are very sensitive to high heat. I had my basic facts, and I then designed my treatment protocol to try to rid my body of these four deadly cancers and, most importantly, never to get cancer again. My plan was very simple to recite, but it was very difficult to accomplish as it involved a total and complete change of lifelong habits and a full dedication to the program. The plan was simply as follows. Number one, to detoxify my body by eliminating all the known toxins, poisons, and contaminants from it. Number two was adjustment of the pH of my body from highly acidic to highly alkaline to provide a negative environment for the growth and proliferation of cancer cells. Number three was to fully oxygenate my body, again, to provide a negative environment for the growth of cancer cells. Number four was to periodically raise my body's core temperature to a very high state, again, to kill cancer cells. The fifth step was fortification of my immune system by a radical change in my diet, exercise program, and the addition of vitamins, minerals, and other natural supplements to my body. Number six was a radical change and fortification of my emotional state. And number seven, and probably more important than all, believe it or not, was a strong spiritual reinforcement of my soul. Well, I could speak on each piece of this protocol for an hour or more, but due to the time constraints of this program, I'm only going to touch on some of the major aspects of this plan. As for detoxification, I started from the bottom up, cleansing my bowels, my urinary tract, my liver, my gallbladder, and finally my circulatory system. I put in a whole home water filtration system to remove the heavy metals from my drinking and bathing water. I stopped eating contaminated farm-raised fish and all pelagic deep-water fish like swordfish and tuna that are full of heavy metals. I had the few remaining amalgam fillings that I had had in my mouth for 30 years removed so they wouldn't leach mercury into my body. And since I knew that cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment, I needed to change the pH, the acidity of my body, from highly acidic to highly alkaline as fast as possible. So I purchased a water ionization machine that produced a very high pH alkaline water, water that had an oxygen level of over 700 times that of tap water or bottled water, and had a negative ionic charge, and thus addressing three stages of my plan at once. Number one, changing my body's environment from acidic to alkaline to kill cancer cells. Number two, oxygenating my body to create a further negative environment to kill cancer cells. And number three, using the negative ionic charge of this water to latch on to free radicals, which are toxins and poisons that had accumulated in my bodies for years, and eliminate them, thereby further detoxifying my body. And by drinking a gallon of 9.5 pH water a day, I was killing three birds with one stone. Step four was to raise my internal body temperature, and I did this by twice a week taking infrared saunas for about 45 minutes each, thus killing the cancer cells from the inside out. Step five was fortifying my immune system, which was done through a radical change in my diet. I started eating only organically grown foods, which were free of pesticides, fungicides, and colorants, and toxins. I ate a diet consisting of about 80% alkaline foods and 20% acidic foods to further alkalize my intestines, which make up the major portion of the immune system. If you go and Google acid foods and alkaline foods on the internet, you will get a complete list of what they are and take it from there. I tried to eliminate all glucose from my diet, and glucose is produced by sugars, processed food, pastas, white potatoes, rice, etc. Again, you can Google glucose-producing foods on the internet and get a complete list. I exercised every day religiously. I tried to eat and sleep at the same time every day. And I also added a large assortment of vitamins, minerals, and natural supplements to my diet. I found that curing cancer is attaining a balance, not only in your body, but in your emotional and spiritual states as well. I tried to remove as much stress from my life as possible. Easier said than done. I cut ties with dozens of negative people, pessimists, takers, naysayers, and tried to associate only with positive, optimistic people. I tried to simplify my life as much as possible and maintain a positive, happy attitude at all times. I laughed a lot. I got deep body massages every week and learned to practice transcendental meditation every day religiously. I was finally at peace emotionally. Your spiritual state is most important in curing disease. No matter if you worship Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, Vishnu, Shiva, Krishna, or the Dalai Lama, you must get right with your higher power. Never underestimate the power of prayer and belief to heal. If you are an atheist or an agnostic, I think you are SOL, really out of luck in this respect, and I wish you the best of luck. I always try to remember that we are what we eat, we are what we drink, we are what we think, and we are what we believe and practice. It took me about 14 months of very strict adherence to this protocol to cure myself of my four deadly cancers. I have been today cancer-free for over 4 years, and I know I will never have cancer again if I continue with this routine. I try to help people all over the world cure themselves of not only cancer, but other diseases without major surgery, without radiation therapy, and without poisonous chemotherapy. You must remember that God gave us an incredible body that is able to heal itself of the most dastardly diseases if we give it the proper tools to do so and be in the right spiritual and emotional state to help the body do its work.
All right. Now, Dr. Arthur, I want to ask you a question. You told us how it worked for you, and I know that for a lot of people, when you say acidic foods, they're wondering what foods would be considered acidic. Can you give me just a few?
Okay. Raw tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
all sodas, including
mm-hmm.
diet sodas, artificial sweeteners. The only good acidic food to eat is our citrus fruits, because the body treats the acid in citrus fruits and turns it into alkalinity. All processed foods are acidic, and 99% of the bottled water that you purchase are acidic.
Wow. So that means no McDonald's, no Burger King, and you got to get rid of the bottled water.
Yeah. You're throwing your money down the drain drinking bottled water.
Okay. And so let me ask you this. Alkaline foods, what would be some of the foods that you would suggest for people trying to get healthier to eat?
The greener, most natural fruits and vegetables that you can buy that are organically grown are all highly alkaline. I could give you a list of 250 different alkaline foods, but I'm not going to do it. Again, people should take responsibility for their own health and do a little research. Go on the internet and Google alkaline and acidic foods and print out the list and go from there.
Okay. And we are running a little short on time. Give me about 1 minute and tell me about the water. Tell me about this water that you are mentioning.
This water is produced by a ionization machine that splits the water into its component alkalinity and acidity, and it produces waters of many different pHs. And the water not only is curative in cancer, but bacteria that are pathogenic, that are disease-causing, cannot live in an alkaline environment. The high oxygen content of the water also kills pathogenic bacteria and most small viruses. If you drink this water and accommodate your body, you will never get sick. I won't say never. You will almost never get sick. I haven't been sick for 5 years since I started drinking this water, and I come in contact with diseased people all the time.
Okay. And Dr. Arthur, thank you very much. Again, I want to say, if you want a gallon of this water that you just heard how well it worked for Dr. Arthur Call, all you have to do is send me an email. Send me an email at www.theonethought@gmail.com and tell me why we should give you 1 gallon of this alkaline water. Dr. Call, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you again for being here and for sharing your experience and for educating my listeners on how to eat and drink better.
Dr. Harvey, again, thank you for letting me share this brief talk. And if anyone wants to contact me directly, my email is drarthurcarl@gmail.com. I would be happy to consult with you.
All right. And would you repeat that one more time for them?
drarthurcarl@gmail.com.
great. And is there a web address that they can go to?
No, I'm having trouble with my website, and I haven't gotten around to fixing it.
Okay. Well, all right. Great. So if you're interested, you can contact Dr. Carl. He gave his email address. And again, if you want to get 1 gallon, we're giving away 1 gallon of this alkaline water free. You can email me. That's www.theonethought@gmail.com. And just let me know why you think you deserve this water. The one caveat is you do have to be in the Baltimore area, as we will not be shipping it out over the country. All right. And again, Dr. Carl, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Bless you, Reverend.
Thank you, sir, and bless you, too.
Thank you.
All right, Zakiya.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. Zakiya, it is great having you on the show. Let me ask you a question. You're going to be the person who is providing this water for the guests, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Is there any restrictions or anything that you would like to say?
No, I just would offer my email address as well and my telephone number so they can give me a call. We can set up a time to share more of the information. And that's what I do. I give out water. I give out water because I want to help people and give them an opportunity to see how amazing this water is and their support. So may I give out my address, my email address?
Well, no, because I want it to come through us.
Oh,
I don't want them to contact you directly because then you'll be giving out more than the 1 gallon.
Okay.
But I will put you in touch, of course, because you'll be giving it out, so you will know who our winner is.
Excellent.
All right. Great. And so, as always here at the End of Consciousness, it's a blessing to talk with you guys. As we are coming to the end of the show, I want to remind you that every Thursday right here at blogtalkradio.com/The Family Healing Circle, we have wonderful topics. Next week, we are going to have a special show. As this month has 5 Thursdays, we are going to have Reverend Arlene Cahet, and she is going to be talking about how the mirror represents what's going on with you. There's going to be some special things going on. There's going to be some treats throughout her show. Be sure to tune in for that. And then in 2 weeks, the beginning of the month, we're going to have Angela Hardy's show, Total Empowerment. The week after that, the second week, is our relationship show. That is One Love, One Connection, One Us, with myself and Reverend Arlene Cahet. The third Thursday, we have Reverend Jamel Gilliam, and he's going to be talking about the sacred masculine. So if you are tuning in to Family Healing Circle for the first time, you want to keep tuning in because we've got a lot of wonderful subjects coming your way. We've got all kinds of interesting things going on, and we've got giveaways. Speaking of giveaways, you still have time. Send me your email if you want this 1 gallon of water. Zakiya.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you say a little something about that water before I give the email address again?
Well, the main thing I can say about it is it really tastes delicious. You know, a lot of times people don't like to drink water because they don't like the taste of it, because it doesn't have any chlorine in it, because it doesn't have any of those the things that really are not good for the body. It tastes delicious, and you feel energy. It's just amazing. I love it. I have my mom on it, and I'm trying to get as many people on as possible. So I just say, please email Harvey so you can get a sample of it and do a blessing for your body. You deserve it. Thank you, Harvey, and thank you for offering this to everyone and for a beautiful show tonight.
All right, and thank you, Zakiya, for being my co-host. It was a pleasure being able to have you on the radio with me, or actually for us to be on the radio together again, because my first show I did with you, and I was your co-host.
And I'm looking forward to us doing this again. We must.
All right, great.
God
and everyone.
You.
Thank you, dear, and God bless you. That's been our show. Look forward to hearing you guys out there next Thursday when Arlene Cahet goes into how life is just a mirror of what's going on inside you. Be blessed.